Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. Whether you're diving into ocean waves or simply chasing your kids around the backyard, Blue Lizard has you covered so you can enjoy every moment worry-free. Designed for your whole family and free from fragrances, parabens, and phthalates, Blue Lizard is your go-to mineral sunscreen, trusted by dermatologists, pediatricians, and parents. Shop now on Amazon.com and be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen.
Right, our generous selves are back for a bonus episode.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although, we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Picture it, Searles, Minnesota, 2019.
Okay.
In January of 2019, 58-year-old Dwayne Johnson threw a death party for his 69-year-old wife, Deborah Lynn Johnson.
There was snow everywhere, wasn't there? Minnesota, January.
That's what you took from that sentence.
Wait, you said death party?
Yes.
No, are you saying death or death?
Death.
As in dead?
Yes, death.
I heard death party.
Mm-hmm. You got flashbacks to CrimeCon Manchester, did you?
What do you mean?
Do you remember the party upstairs?
Yes. I thought it was a party for deaf people.
No.
Right.
Death.
Okay.
For a bit of backstory here, Deborah had a history of poor health, which included heart issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, as well as mental illness for which she was on antipsychotics.
Fucking hell.
Deborah knew she wasn't in good shape, and she didn't want to die while in a nursing home. She wanted to go on her own terms. And Dwayne had made a promise to Deborah that he would not let this happen. I just realised how that sounded, as if I'm saying Dwayne won't let her go on her own terms.
I was just about to say, what's he going to do with him?
His promise was that she would not have to die in care.
Yeah.
He wanted her to be happy.
It's a good thing.
And so, against the advice of medical professionals, Dwayne fulfilled his promise and removed Deborah from their care. Now, like I said, Deborah wanted to go out on her own terms. So on the night of the death party, Deborah decided not to take her own medication, and instead, the festivities that night included sex, meth, and rocking out their favourite song, Mental Health by Quiet Riot.
Okay, you got me worried now. So now you told me it's a death party. She's not taking her meds. She's taking...
Mm-hmm. Meth.
She's taking drug, yeah. But you said sex.
Yeah. It's a party with her husband.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Right, okay.
She's attending the party.
Right, okay.
She's having the crack.
Okay.
Well, meth, actually.
Thought her husband was having the crack.
Oh. Following their night of debauchery, Deborah passed away following an overdose on methamphetamine. Dwayne said he believed that she passed away at around 8:30 a.m. that morning, but he waited until 12 before reporting his wife's death. He said he wanted to make sure that Deborah had passed before calling emergency services. After Deborah had died, Dwayne bathed her and wrapped her body in a bedsheet as, quote, per the Old Testament. When police arrive on scene, they see the words, quote, death party, God hell, spray painted on the front door. It was reported that Dwayne greeted the officers naked and screamed that his wife was dead before running back into his home. The officers followed Dwayne into the house and found Deborah laid at the top of the stairs, her body still warm in the very early stages of rigor mortis. Now, they also found 47 firearms within the house, which Dwayne admitted had been stolen, and there was also hundreds of rounds of ammunition.
Oh, so it really was going to be a death party.
I've no idea what the reason for the guns and the theft of them was. It doesn't seem to come into play in the story at all.
It was all nicked.
Maybe he bought the ammunition. I don't fucking know. But he admitted to stealing the guns. I don't know. Was there a different plan in place? I don't know. Dwayne was arrested and later told police that he did not assist in the death of his wife and that he simply wanted her to be comfortable. He went on to explain that Deborah was struggling to eat or drink and how he would feed her snow in an effort to soothe the dryness in her mouth. She was also suffering from convulsions, and Dwayne did try to seek help, but Deborah would refuse. He said that at the time of her death, Deborah was peaceful.
It is actually quite sweet.
I think so.
The guns part?
I don't know
forget
what
forget the guns part.
Yeah, okay, put it to the side. I have no idea what the fuck Dwayne was planning or what the relevance was.
Yeah.
But he did admit to it. He did say, yeah, I stole him.
See, the only thing what's going into my head straight away is, was he worried but authorities were going to come and try and take his wife back to treatment? So he was like, we'll have a shootout.
Well, that might have been part of the initial process, but I'll have a shootout. Like he said, he waited till 12. He wasn't going to let her have to go back into care.
Yeah.
He's making sure she had passed, you know? Yeah. Dwayne was charged with criminal neglect, receiving stolen property, and third degree murder. If convicted, Dwayne was looking at 25 years for murder and up to 30 for the other felony charges.
Fucking hell.
But a plea deal would later see the charges for third degree murder dismissed. In June of 2009, Dwayne pleaded guilty to criminal neglect. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison with credit given for the 201 days which he had already served in jail. Dwayne maintained that his wife wanted to die. Assistant Attorney Dan Kalk said, quote, "The circumstances and loss of life are incredibly tragic. The facts of this case were unique to say the least. While I think deep down Mr. Johnson was doing what he felt the victim wanted and did not act with malice. However, as the victim's caregiver, he deprived the victim of adequate health care while he was in a position to otherwise provide such care. That deprivation, along with supplying methamphetamine, resulted in her death. And for that, he must be held accountable."
You can't really argue with the methamphetamine angle.
But she died happy.
No,
she was going to die miserable in care.
No, I agree and I understand, but we're looking at it from a point of view of compassion, yeah, and, you know, free will. They're looking at it from a criminal standpoint, you know, methamphetamines. Yeah. And he could have provided the compassion side, he wants to argue it, but technically as her caregiver.
Yeah. I didn't even realize, is this The Rock?
You think The Rock threw a death party for his wife and we just didn't really hear about it?
Well, I don't really watch the news and that.
No, it's a different...
Okay.
Different fella. Public defender John Yost said, quote, "I had a lot of moral questions about this and how involved the state becomes when a person wants to die privately. On one hand, you want to avoid people taking advantage of you. On the other hand, you have a person's privacy and wanting to die with loved ones at home." Which, yeah, of course there's people that are going to claim this is what the person wanted and they have ulterior motives. But in this case, it seems Deborah was tired and in pain and poor old Dwayne was just helpless. He was watching the person he loved suffer. And of course, Dwayne was suffering too. He did what he could to make Deborah happy and give her back some control and dignity. One last hurrah. And I tell you what a fucking way to go.
Well, this is it. Like, I would ask for our listeners to comment what they think, but I don't think anyone's going to disagree with me here. She was going to die anyway. He's put her in an environment she's comfortable with, surrounded by her friends. She was able to sleep with her husband and have a really good seeing to before she'd gone. She obviously liked crystal meth, so she would, you know...
But even if you didn't, like, let's say you're not into drugs, you've never taken them a day in your life.
Yeah.
If you knew you were going to pass away soon, you know, there's a lot of people go, well, I want to try it.
Yeah.
I want to try, you know what I mean? May as well.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel.
Leave him alone.
I feel for Dwayne. Yeah, I really do. He loved her, obviously, and he just wanted to do right by her. He wanted her to be happy. He wanted her to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, even when she was having convulsions, he tried to get help. He's like, I can't, what can I do? And she said no.
Yeah.
So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah. Then even after she died, you know, he bathed her, wrapped her in the sheet.
While off his nut on meth.
Yeah, he went out to the cops with his knackers out.
Yeah, he did, yeah. But yeah, overall, it's a story of compassion, and clearly within his sentencing, that was taken into consideration. He was given 3 years when he was initially facing murder.
Yeah. Yeah, poor sod. I'm all on his side.
I am, more or less.
Yeah, I know you disagree with the meth part.
What do you mean I disagree with the meth part?
Well, earlier on you said about, you know, but we're meth.
No, I didn't. I said when you're looking at it from the point of view of the law.
Yeah.
You can't just negate that there are laws in place. From the point of view of a prosecutor.
Am I crazy in saying this? I think there's a time and a place when a law should be in place.
What?
Like, it sounds like it makes sense in my head.
Do you mean that about leniency?
Yeah.
With it, like taking factors into consideration.
Yeah.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Okay.
But you can't just let someone off because, oh, well, I feel bad for him.
But no. I don't mean let him off because you feel bad for him. Let him off because it's not like he was dealing it on the streets and stuff like that. It was, yes, he took an illegal substance, but he took it in his own home.
Yeah.
It was for a reason, to make her feel more. Because I'm guessing before that she didn't have any energy. And
what I'm more concerned about is all the firearms.
Yeah, no.
Particularly while high on meth.
No, like I said earlier.
That's the concerning part.
No, like I said earlier, forget about the guns. Forget about that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is he was looking for a good old-fashioned shootout if they came to take his wife.
Stop saying good old-fashioned shootout as if that's ever okay.
No, that's what they say about westerns.
We're not in a fucking... That's what they say. We're not in an old fucking western movie, Neil. This is real life. No, yeah, I mean, overall, I agree with you. Like, the overwhelming sense of compassion and understanding for a person suffering.
Mm.
And like I said, I mean that for both him and his wife.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't negate the scary reality of someone who's high on meth with, you know, fucking nearly 50 firearms in their house.
Yeah.
And hundreds of rounds of ammunition.
Yeah.
Slightly frightening. But that's just me.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.